Plan 9 Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. Which is a show that comes out of Detroit. I'm a demon
and I love rock and roll. Jasper from the Plan 9 Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. Not really my cup of tea as far as the music goes. I'm a
demon and I love rock and roll. Plan 9 Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. That's one of my new favorites. I'll probably be ripping Jasper's show off.
Plan 9 Rock Show, just rock.
Plan9print.com.
Welcome to WebX, practical web accessibility tips. Hello, this is Dennis, and welcome to episode 15 of WebX, Practical Web Accessibility Tips. First of all, I'd like to apologize for kind of tapering off on my podcasts. I have been keeping up with the blog, though, so if you can, you know, check that periodically and give us your input. The holiday was pretty crazy, and my work has been pretty crazy, and I recently started a new company, Check Engine USA, website tune-ups and overhauls, and it concentrates in web accessibility, usability, and web standards. And you could check out the website, excuse me, at checkengineusa.net. So anyhow, this podcast episode is about captioning. So, captioning is a part of Checkpoint W3C's WAI Checkpoint 1.1, and basically stating to provide text equivalents for any non-textual content. So, any and that includes auditory content. So, if you have any audio content on your website, then you have to provide some kind of text equivalent for that, and usually, well, for, you know, audio presentations and video presentations, this usually is going to require some sort of captioning. Now, when I say some sort of captioning, it's kind of ambiguous because, and this episode I'm not going to concentrate on certain code like I usually do. And that's because there's different ways of going about it and different technologies. There's no real standard way to caption some audio or caption some video. There is something called SMILE, which is an international standard for multimedia synchronization, which is my recommended way of captioning. And correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe the language SMILE works in RealPlayer and QuickTime and Microsoft's, of course, Microsoft has their own version of it called SAMI for Windows Media Player. SMILE, S-M-I-L, and SAMI, S-A-M-I. It's so SMILE is, or SAMI is my, was the method that I'm used to, and it's probably the best way, not only because it's a standard, but it's easily changed, it's text-based code, and it's, it's cross-platform, so to speak. But, I mean, other ways that people have captioned is, like in Flash. If you've got some kind of multimedia presentation in Flash, you could just manually somehow get the captioning into Flash, and you can manually do it, and I believe there are some programs out there you can buy that do that. So, captioning, what else about it makes it ambiguous is, well, there's open and closed captioning. In the web world, it's better probably to do closed captioning, which means open captioning is where the text for the captioning is part of the picture. It's burned right on the picture. Sort of like how in if you see a movie that's captioned, the letters are right onto the picture. And if you're doing a web-based video, then that's obviously hard to change because you'll have to re-embed the text on the video re-render and encode the video. While closed captioning is captioning that's present, but you could turn it on and off. And that's one reason why Smile is cool, or Sammy, is because you could turn on and off options in your player, your standalone player, to turn on and off the captioning. And right now, as far as I know, as far as the browser is working and embedded captioning files, it doesn't work too well. So it's probably best to go with the standalone player when you're launching these multimedia presentations from the browser. Now, there are programs out there you can buy to do this captioning, to export Smile code and other kinds of code for captioning. The one that I've used, because it was free, is called Magpie. And there's a link on the WebEx site, webex.blogspot.com. And Magpie is free. It's a little difficult to install. You have to have the right version of Java and all this stuff. But you know, once you get it going, it works pretty well. And once you get going and used to it, it's you could caption pretty quickly. The only other issue that I ran into is the actual transcription of audio. And I've done a little bit of that myself. It's probably best and easiest just to use a transcription service. And I don't have too much experience with that. I did put a link on the blog for one that looked pretty good. But if you're going to be doing this seriously, you might want to consider that. It looks like it's about, it's only a few dollars for each minute to transcribe. So that's definitely would be a good option. Okay, so before I close out this podcast, I just want to mention again, like, why are we doing this? For a Checkpoint 1.1, textual equivalence for non-textual content. But why, really, are we doing this? I mean, obviously, if you are deaf, you cannot hear any audio on a site, so that's a big convenience to have the captioning. But I mean, there's other reasons too, really. What if you don't have audio on your computer? Your speakers blew up yesterday and you can't, you know, there's no way of listening and you have to listen to some content, or you're in a library or somewhere where you have to be quiet and you can't hear it, or your headphones broke. But another reason, I think, for the hearing enabled, or if everything technically is working, is a matter of convenience, because sometimes, you know, it's fun or just to read along with the text. Some people like it, some people don't, but I think it makes, as like a mnemonic device, that you can digest the content more easily when you're listening to it and reading it. And that's just my opinion. So that's it for episode 15 of Web Acts, Practical Web Accessibility Tips. Go onto the website and give me some feedback, and I'll see you next time. Visit WebActs at webacts.blogspot.com. That's WebAxe.blogspot.com.